Doc West, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you've been WXKE's rock and rollin' voice of that genre since 1979. Tell us very, very briefly, when and how did the whole passion for that genre begin for you?
Meet the Beatles back in, what, 64? The Ed Sullivan Show and the angst my parents had. I can't forget that. Oh, my. They were totally unhappy with it. And I said, wow, there's something going on.
So that launched your passion and love for that genre.
Yeah, because part of rock is offending your parents.
So, okay, let's return to 1979, which was your gateway into the radio part of it. What was the essence of the Fort Wayne music scene when you got here and starting to do radio?
Okay, I got here August 20th, 1979. The music scene I was introduced to quickly because they had me host the Jerry Lewis Telethon at Southtown Mall. So I got to work with all these bands. And then we had the Stockade back then and Dallas Junction was it. But Dallas Junction primarily hired bands from Indianapolis. Local bands really didn't have that many places to play back then.
So that's one thing that has really come a long way, we'd have to say.
A huge, huge difference.
And going back to then, the position that you took and keep going strong, it begs an enthusiasm that you sure do have, Doc. Does it guarantee a fan base once you immerse yourself in it?
No, by no means. I've shared my passion with fellow music lovers. I call them rockers, and they've shared their passion with me now more than ever here in the year 2020. They're communicating so much more.
You are kind of magic because you had it going on. As you said, it was your passion. It still is. How do you go about conveying that to your rockers?
Well, I did it the old-fashioned way. We had a billboard here or there, but our company, originally with Art Templer, we did not really spend money like radio stations should. But what happened was I did a lot of gigs. I shook a lot of hands. My father was that way, and I've always enjoyed sharing people's passion. How do you build your fan base? Okay, shaking hands and sharing rock and roll stories.
Which you have plenty of, and you love hearing also. Is that a bottom line?
Oh, I love hearing a story about how somebody got to meet one of their favorite artists or didn't, or just the stories. Life is a collection of stories.
And what you play on air, that's all dependent on the commercial radio world you live in. So do you miss getting to program all of your music?
Some days, especially Fridays. Fridays are the rock and roll day of the week for a number of reasons. But yeah, there are some times. But I've dealt with radio consultants and management changes, ownership changes for a long time. And it's all part of the game. So I'm happy no matter what. I'm actually happier now than I ever have been because I programmed for 35 years. That means I took heat, Julia, for every song on the radio. Other people on the staff would go, well, the only reason we're playing that is because Doc likes the band. And I always felt guilt, and I no longer have that guilt.
Well, I'm happy that you don't, but that's all part of your show. And meanwhile, you continue to keep your ear on the heartbeat of local music. So what are you hearing out there on that street these days?
Well, things are getting very eclectic with the newer sounds. People having total access to music without having to buy it. They're turning on to all kinds of sounds out there. And the morphing of musical styles, as told by, I don't do country, but there was Old Town Road, is that the name of the song? With Lil Nas, and it came out and did really well. And then it was re-released with Billy Ray Cyrus and did even better. And this is the world we're getting into where you're going to see some interesting collaborations.
And that comes all the way down to the local musician base.
Yeah, and the local bands are that way now, especially the younger ones. Guys like Atticus and the Bee Colony. Bands like that are totally dedicated to experimentation. With social media, they're now able to target their core and communicate with them on a regular basis.
Great point. And of course, music venues are a good place to hang out. Another changing and evolving component of any local music scene. But what is the biggest difference between back when you started and the current day?
Nowadays, the start times for bands are changing. because of the boomers getting older, we don't normally walk into a nightclub at 11:30 at night anymore. So the market has moved, and I know this is happening in other states as well, in particular Colorado, where it's early performances where you consume food and maybe a couple of beers, and the show's done by 10. That's a huge difference, because the wear and tear on musicians starting at 10 o'clock at night, playing till 1 in the morning, it's horrible. It breaks up families.
Oh, yes. And that's a very interesting aspect of the business that people might not consider. And your job, for example, it does start at the studio, but it sure doesn't end there. What does the off-air side of your world do for your passion?
Well, nowadays, I get to listen to things that are unbelievable because of YouTube. For instance, over the weekend, I went to an audience preservation channel where I used to record concerts. And so over the weekend here, I listened to my recording of Weather Report back in 1974 at Denison University. And I had a fan, a Doors fan, who I'm friends with, and he had a friend up in Minnesota, and he digitalized all the concerts I recorded. So one of my favorite things, I went back and listened to a concert I have not heard since 1974.
Oh my goodness.
But I was there, and it's got Jaco Pastorius on it, and it's great.
Oh my goodness. Did it hit you as hard as it did back then?
Yes. It made me feel like I was, back then I would have been 23.
Yeah. Wow, that's some powerful
bunch
of music. Okay, Doc, we grew up in a frenzy of musical milestones, loving every minute of it. We're just about the same age. Let's talk about maybe the greatest of all, and that would be the Beatles. Briefest of thoughts, what about them still says it all?
The kids like them. They sing along. Their melodies are beautiful. And yeah, it comes from a simpler time, perhaps, but the same emotions are true today when it comes to love, etc. They're very universal songs, and globally as well. So they were in the right place at the right time, and thank God that you had the two creative egos actually one-upping each other constantly, and that was Lennon and McCartney.
It's quite a legacy. Well, you've enjoyed it on a personal level, on a commercial level, on a retro level. You still do your Beatles tributes and have a good time.
Yeah, we got Beatlefest. The weekend after Memorial Day, we've got Beatlefest. And this year we're going to expand it and let them play Beatles plus music from the 60s. And part of my goal is to get some Motown played. Motown is not getting much airplay. And young ones need to be exposed to some Motown sounds.
Yes, and now is a good time for that with all kinds of statements being made world round about the whole Motown legacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of now and the 21st century and social media, as we've been hitting on, what has it done to the scope and shape and whole heart and soul of rock and roll and how we enjoy it, do you think?
Well, it's heated things up. It's superheated some things. Promotionally, we're learning how to use it better. Unfortunately, social media also means some elements are fake on social media, so it's being used and misused. The word's getting out in a huge way. That's what social media is doing. The delivery by which music comes to you is everything. Okay, it used to be on black vinyl and tape, etc., but now it's on your phone.
That's a great point. Some could say there's no getting away from it, but you probably can't even fathom wanting to, can you?
No, I love it. This is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And where do you think the whole, especially local music scene, is going next? Where could it go next?
I think the club room at the Clyde is my point of emphasis. They actually made one of my dreams come true. When I was over at Sweetwater one day, and I was talking to some of the cats there, and I said, you know what? You guys need a nightclub that's all ages, and you could design it so that children could see some of these acts. I never said that to Chuck, but by God, he ended up doing that with the club room. And what I'm really excited about, Julie, is young performers being able to go on stage and join Alicia Pyles, G-Money, on blues nights, and join you on Friday nights for Meet the Music, and be able to perform and be exposed to this, because I am who I am because I was exposed to the Doors back in the 60s. And yeah, the Beatles, but it was the Doors that got me addicted. I was 16 when I saw the Doors.
So in your mind, bring the music to the kids, they'll take it and run, and that is bigger and better than ever before.
Yeah, and with the level of instruction currently going on in Fort Wayne, plus musicians moving here that are already established in Nashville and Los Angeles, this is a new frontier. And when the young ones are able to be a part of that, it's then you're talking about planting roots that will go very deep and last forever. And I don't think Fort Wayne will ever be the same again.
That is wonderfully put, and I certainly hope you're right. Now, we all know what you've done for our world of rock and roll, Doc. Did you ever dream back in those wild and crazy 70s, 60s, when you were just getting your feet wet, that you'd still be going strong, still on the radio 40 years later?
No way. When I moved to Fort Wayne, I was going to be here 6 months. And then it was off to Chicago. But I must have done something good. Here we are today, and no end in sight. I will never retire. That's my goal.
And now that you are here and determined not to retire, and if anybody can do that, Doc, I think it's going to be you. What does this extraordinary musical journey, every step of the way, every note that you have heard played, all mean to you in your heart?
Wow, that's an interesting question. It furthers my belief in mankind. If the aliens were to land tomorrow, we would have one thing in common with them, and that would be music. You can be sure of that. Every country on earth has its music that makes people in Czechoslovakia and Russia feel as close to their music as I feel to Elvis Presley or Jim Morrison.
So now you're looking extraterrestrially for the same vibe.
Yeah, exactly. When they come, I hope they can play congas.
Doc West is the voice of rock and roll for WXKE. Doc, we treasure this insight on what music and Fort Wayne means to you. Many thanks for sharing it. Carry the gift.
Thank you, Julia.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.